Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May of 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Right from your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
Welcome to the last podcast on the left, everybody. Warning, warning. I know we usually do comedy, but this is an all serious episode. Major epidemics going on from 516 to 527. It appears the zombie apocalypse is upon us.
The end times has begun, ladies and gentlemen. Get your pitchforks. Get into your basements. Stop making love. Stop making love.
Hug your wife.
Only hug her.
Don't ever insert.
Leave your wife and make love to the woman that you wanted to your whole life. You know
what
I'm saying?
She might be a zombie already.
Yeah, you
be
don't
careful.
Know. This is a serious episode. My name is Henry Zabrowski.
I'm Ben Kissel.
Marcus Parks, Dateline! Fort Lauderdale, Florida, May 19th, 2012. A still unknown chemical is released into the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport, where a whole group of school children broke out into a rash recently. May 24th, 2012.
Rashes are dangerous. That's dangerous, yeah.
Lauderdale Lakes Middle School, approximately 15 miles from MacArthur High, is put on lockdown and hazmat called in when two students and a science teacher come down with a mysterious red rashes. May 25th, 2012.
It's just rashes. Yeah. I have a rash too, but it's summer, so.
Yeah.
A passenger aboard American Airlines Flight 320 becomes disoriented upon landing in Miami, ignores flight crew instructions to remain in his seat, and rushes the front of the plane before being subdued by fellow passengers. The man had no prior known history of violence.
I think it was probably those sweet Latina titties, those Cuban gals.
May 25th, 2012. Things get serious. An anesthesiologist is pulled over on the Central Florida Greenway by Highway Patrol for erratic driving. After failing a sobriety test, the doctor is placed into the back of a cop car, where he becomes agitated and enraged, banging his head against the inside of the car until he bleeds and ends up spitting an entire mouthful of blood into the face of the arresting officer.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, that sounds pretty great. When does he break out in a rash? That's what I want to know.
And finally, May 26th, 2012, on the MacArthur Causeway, 20 miles from where the mysterious rashes appeared on students less than 2 weeks before, a man is attacked and partially eaten by a drug addict. When approached by police, the attacker merely growls and continues his grisly meal. Authorities ended up unloading half a clip into the man before he falls dead to the ground. The victim is still unconscious.
This is... Ladies and gentlemen, this is where this whole episode is coming from. It seems the grand catalyst for the zombie apocalypse has occurred. A man in Miami was found nude, along with his nude victim.
His victim was not nude.
His victim was not nude?
No.
Well, they were fighting on the highway, right? Wasn't it a witness say that they originally saw them fighting in the middle of the highway? They must have been homeless or adventurers.
One was homeless. The victim who got his face half eaten off was homeless. His nose is now gone. And the beautiful naked man was high off of bath salts.
Or so they claim.
Super virus.
Interesting.
But it just appears that the zombie apocalypse is upon us. Now, has anyone... If you know what I would say is that look up... on your Google bot, look up Miami face eating victim pics. And yes. take a gander at what one man did to another man. Now, apparently, that's what they said is they begged him to stop eating him. He responded with a growl, which is very interesting. And the fact that like they even put that in the newspaper article. So when he just went like, I see it in my head, just just like looking at them. Everyone's spooked.
Yeah.
He fucking ate a man's eye out of his head.
He ate one eye. The other eye is just kind of dangling in there, kind of free floating around.
Oh my god!
Blood in his brain.
Beautiful. It looks amazing.
It really, really does. Yeah. I mean, this is the face of the future.
Yes, this is what we're headed into. And they shot him once. He didn't stop, and then they proceeded to shoot him six times.
Six solid times.
Until he died. Now, they are saying that this is the residual effects of bath salts, of using bath salts as a recreational drug.
And, Marcus, what are bath salts exactly? There's a lot of confusion going on about them. They're not just Bed Bath & Beyond, you know, nice soakers that you put down in the tub when it's your anniversary with your beautiful fat girlfriend.
No, not at all. Bath salts are something that are being sold at head shops and convenience stores around America.
Now, legal in all 50 states?
Legal in all 50 states. The only states that have introduced legislation.
Listen, I don't take a bath unless I can be salted like it's a pot of pasta. You know, but I use salt. Like use real salt.
Well, you're a pastanista.
Don't do this.
Here are some of the names that they sell these bath salts under. Of course, they say not for human consumption on the package.
I mean, you gotta say it because I guess there's a bunch of assholes and idiots out there that just eat these things.
Yeah. But you know, it's the same marketing campaign. It's like too extreme. Are you man enough or are you a goddamn gay? Too extreme beef jerky. I always get that jerky.
I like too extreme beef jerky, just made out of bath salts.
I love
these. Tastes like a man's face.
These are some of my favorite street names. There's quite a few. Ivory Wave, Purple Wave, Red Dove, Blue Silk, Zoom, Bloom, Cloud Nine, Ocean Snow, Lunar Wave, Vanilla Sky, White Lightning, Scarface, and Hurricane Charlie.
Now, listen.
I guess in this situation, it certainly is Scarface.
I think it's Scarface. But isn't that just the names of the scents? Can't you just call it, like, Amethyst Notion? Or, like, you know, Winds of Mountain Time.
I just feel bad for the poor bastard who went into the head shop looking for bath salts. He wanted to, you know, toke some sweet herb.
Dude, I want to smell nice. Oh, I'll put bath salts in my bath.
He just starts tripping balls. And apparently, so the effects are LSD combined with crystal meth, right?
That's what happens to people. They say it's paranoia, intense hallucinations, along with extreme energy, agitation. And after the effects have worn off, a lot of people commit suicide afterwards.
A lot of suicide. And what was happening with the fellow who ate the face off of the guy, apparently he was like burning alive from the inside. Yeah. That also happened. So that's why he whipped off all
of his
clothes. Like the rage virus.
That's what happens. A lot of times that also happens with people who overdose on cocaine or crack, is that they literally feel like their organs are cooking inside of their body.
Hey, so anybody strip naked. Anybody else hot in here?
No, I feel fine.
I'm hot. Oh, man, I'm just feeling hot.
That's why they do that.
that's the sound of him eating your face. So yes, after so, this, so okay, so this is a very zombie-like behavior. Now I think there's what you see in movies all the time, right? If you want to go, let's take it all the way back to fiction zombies, right? Okay. Where it's like a lot of times, you know, there's sort of a spiritual, mystical element into creating the zombie horde that like moves forward.
I was talking to Marcus about this. The initial one was Hell had too many people. It was.
Well, that was in the sequel to Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, and the tagline for that is that when there is no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
I think that was
they got to expand. Hell's got to get bigger.
That was a more of an advertisement spin on it.
In the original Night of the Living Dead, it was a meteor. Right?
A meteor.
Yeah. Okay.
And then it's like some otherworldly thing. And then there's also movie White Zombie
Bela Lugosi.
Yes, which was features voodoo ceremonies in order to create zombies, and then.
You have something like the crazies, which I think they're technically zombies,
it's
right?
It's a virus.
It's a virus.
Yeah, where a virus creates it. But what I think is happening, it's year 2012, right? We are just steam training into the upcoming Mayan apocalypse, right? Mm-hmm. The calendar page is going to turn. What's in the other calendar page? Nothing.
Death. Just a bunch of fucking doodles
and
drawings.
Death and chaos. There's nothing there. Once the calendar's over, throw out your watch and eat your friend's face because the calendar is over. And it's starting to happen. I think we're starting to manufacture our own zombie horde. I think we're doing it to ourselves. I think that, like, because I started, once I, like, this story, which is fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. One of the best news stories I've ever read in my life was this man eating his own face.
I mean, how slow, that must have really backed up traffic. You know, you like a small fender bender will have a bottleneck for a couple of hours. But this one, I mean, because it took place on an on-ramp.
Yeah, I just see
fat
asshole.
No, it wasn't an on-ramp, it was a causeway.
Oh, a causeway.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the ramps that people walk on to get over there. Because, yeah, it went from the middle of the road over the causeway. And then once they got into the causeway, that's whenever a zombie pinned the guy down and started eating his face.
Yeah. Okay. And I just imagine some dude just standing behind him going like, come on, you fucking asshole. I gotta be a Burger King in 7 minutes.
Learn how to eat the fucking face, asshole. Speed it up.
Quit eating his face, asshole. So I started researching more to sort of zombies as a whole and what people are doing in order to, like, what facsimilates, like, except like what makes a zombie, what could appear to be a zombie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because for all intents and purposes, this guy was a zombie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You could just straight up say the first zombie attack.
Yeah. And anyone who works in telecommunications, zombie.
Zombie. Yeah, he's just a zombie. So I was sort of reading, there's this drug called the Devil's Breath, right?
Oh,
in South America.
Great.
This is pretty amazing. A Vice magazine did a great documentary series on it. And what it is, it's based off this enzyme called, like, scopolamine, and it's also called Baratunde or Baragunda.
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 Baratunde is our friend.
Yeah. Oh,
he's a person.
Baragunda.
Baragunda. It sounds like a nice hello.
It is.
Baragunda to you.
Baragunda to you as well.
I'm going to eat your face.
You're my rape slave.
Okay. Well, whatever.
But so it's this drug that can be purchased in South America that is a white powder. It looks exactly like cocaine. It can be ingested and it can be smoked, which creates, like, hallucinatory effects, but also could literally just be blown off a piece of paper into someone's face and they lose all control of their will.
Wasn't this used in one of the Indiana Jones films?
Was it?
Didn't they blow some fucking...
Well, I also found out that Joseph Mengele had it shipped into Nazi Germany when they found it. Like, he had it shipped into Nazi Germany to use for interrogations. But the thing is that it makes you control someone, but also gives them wild hallucinations.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it give them any sort of insane strength?
No,
it seems to subdue them more than these bath salts, right?
It's definitely a subjugation thing.
It's a subjugation thing. Yeah. It's about getting. It's people use it in crime.
So is this sort of like the first recorded, piece of history where folks trying to make other people zombies?
Actually, it goes back to there's a place, you know, going farther back. Like, zombies have been around ever since. You know, like, ever since people wanted to make a more efficient slave.
Yeah,
you know, because just having a regular slave is kind of hard because you got to beat him. You gotta break
them
down.
You have to beat them. Well, I guess it
helps.
You
gotta break them down, either one way or another, which is either, like, you make being a slave fun.
Sure.
Which is hard. Or you just beat them. You beat them and you beat them and you beat them and you tie them to a tree, you know, and you make them a slave.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Make them a slave.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. It's uncomfortable what you're saying,
but
yes.
You can really move on from this.
We know what to do. Like, we are three whites in a room. Fine. We understand what you're saying.
It's fine. It's in our blood. It's fine.
Yeah. Three whites in a basement. So
we know all about slaves.
This is how slavery started.
This is great. Exactly.
So it started back in voodooism and, like, back in the voodooity.
And Haiti.
Haiti.
Voodooity.
The idea is, like, I don't know if anyone remembers the movie The Serpent and the Rainbow.
Yep, with Bill Pullman.
So good. But the idea of you can want to own someone, their soul will then help you have magical powers, like, as you go on. And the more zombies you have, the more powerful you are.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of accurate. It's true. Just have a bunch of slaves and see what you can do, you know?
And, a lot.
So much stuff. Yard work. People are, like, afraid of you all the time. Don't make me a slave. And I'm like, man, you're not strong enough. There was a man named Clavius Nerkasis, who was the first, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, that was found in Haiti. Basically, it was this standard. he was made a slave by a combination of like several different poisons. Like one was like a toad poison, and then there was some other plant and hallucinogen that what it does is put you in a coma. And they buried him. They like put him in a coma, they buried him, and then what they do is they basically come and dig him back up. So his family thinks he's dead. And the family come, they come, they dig him back up, they administer this other drug to him. He wakes back up and he has no will of his own. And basically
he But can he work? I feel like you'd be extremely lazy.
He was worked on their plantation, like cutting like sugar cane,
that's like what they do,
all this stuff. And so it's like,
oh wow,
yeah. And they found him. He just like what happened is that they released him. Basically, the farm shut down, and it was like the farm shut down. And it's like, how do you explain to the zombie? Zombie that's just like, just cutting the sugar cane, and they're just like. No more work, zombie. Sugarcane farm, no more. You know, and it's like,
oh, poor guy. All so he wants just, to do is work.
Yeah, they just packed up everything and left, and they just found him wandering along the highway, and they just found his brain was fried.
What year was this?
This was recent. I want to say this was like in the 70s.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he was traumatized. He was a traumatized young man.
Traumatized.
Yeah.
I guess I would call it a resume builder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just one of those jobs where you're not necessarily proud, but you're busy.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting out there, you're padding your resume.
I mean, if he could just get a job, he would be the hardest worker, you know, in the fucking factory.
Yeah, if only we could teach him how to do podcasts. We could just have a bunch of zombies in here just doing our podcast for us while we're sipping Mai Tais in the office, laughing it up. These zombies are getting funnier and funnier. How informative.
Yeah, we could really train them well.
But zombies are technically real.
Technically, yes.
Yes.
Because this guy did swallow the flesh. He didn't just chew it off and, you know, spit it out. He ate it.
But why does being hot make you want to eat a person?
Well, apparently, I think it's just these bath salts make you want to eat a whole bunch of stuff. There was another fella, I believe this took place in West Virginia. He killed his neighbor's goat, and I don't know if he nibbled on it, probably just a little bit, though, but the entire time he was wearing some women's underwear.
Bath salts, man.
He fucked it.
He fucked the goat.
I read that article. It said that they checked the goat for sexual trauma, which must have been a doctor's dream. Hey, Dr. Wilson, can you check this goat's asshole to see if it's been raped? Sure, that'd be great. Yeah, I went to school for 9 years. I'd love to do that.
Yeah. Here's another zombie-like thing about the bath salts. Woman injected them into her arm, and her arm fell off from a flesh-eating bacteria.
Well, she's an asshole.
Yeah.
That's an asshole thing. There's also been the outbreak of flesh-eating. There's been a breakout of a flesh-eating virus in Georgia as well.
Yeah,
recently.
Yeah.
Like, that's going on, too. Guys, it's just time to get nervous.
Yep.
It's time to get nervous. It's time to get afraid. It's time to do things that you never thought you'd do, you know?
However, there is one man who got high on bath salts, broke into a house, and put up the people's Christmas lights.
I saw that one,
too. You can also do good. You can definitely do good with bath salts as well.
It's like the shoes, the gnomes who made the shoes.
The cobblers.
Night. The cobblers.
Yeah.
Gnomes.
This is what the homeowner said. The candle was lit on the coffee table. The television was on and very loud. He said to my son, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. I'll get my things and go."
What are his things?
The beautiful Christmas lights. I love it. That's a very, very
listen,
nice.
Listen, man, you know, you love Christmas. I love Christmas. This whole thing just kind of sweep under the rug.
Forget about it.
And it was November 14th. Man's jumping the gun a little bit.
A little bit. But, you know, you got to get there. You got to get there early.
You know, it's like, you ever see the movie Scrooge? They talk about Christmas is not just one day a year. It's a feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only acceptable reason to interrupt a podcast? Your dog. That was your dog saying thank you for BarkBox. You can take a minute now. You pet your dog. You're going to learn about Bark. It's the company dedicated to making dogs happy. Yay! Every month, BarkBox designs and delivers a whole new collection of toys and treats just for your best bud. No, Wendy, I can't get you a whip. You're too cute for weapons. Every treat is made with yummy, healthy, all-natural ingredients like pumpkin and sweet potato. Mmm, tubers. My dogs love their toys selectively. But BarkBox sends good little ones for their little tiny mouths. They have little mouths, but strong, big spirits. So they fight over the little toys. I imagine they think that they are hunting and going after little bugs and rats. And oh, they love their life and they love them. They love what BarkBox brings, because BarkBox brings the bark and puts it in a box. Yep. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/LEFT. My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text. And that helps you save time. I know I'm sitting on about two literal wheelbarrows filled with horse pics. Now, part of the issue has been is a lot of these pictures are getting stopped at customs because some of them do depict various world leaders in horse-like circumstances that seems to be pinging a lot of these custom agents' accounts. Now, so what I've done to do is like, so while I'm trying to work on hand smuggling these horse pics over various country borders, I then also have time, because Squarespace is doing all the other ad work for me, to go and work on my killdozer at home. So thank you, Squarespace, for allowing me to diversify in the best way possible for this country. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to launch. Go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Every day, I fight to set my child up for success, which is why, as I sit and read Carmi and Wendy Doon, trying to explain to them the concepts of the savior complex not working, doubling back on itself, the concept of what does it mean to be a living God? What are those limitations? What are those expectations? And honestly, I know they just want chicken. But there are kids out there that need this type of direct help. And IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them understand and master topics in a fun way, not unlike me reading children, Dune Messiah, getting to about 365, seeing where they're at, see if they understand anything. There's no more grading these worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. You can't even believe it! You don't want to make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Last Podcast on the Left listeners could get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/left. Visit IXL.com/left to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
But in perfect timing, the CDC, they just released their what to do in case of a zombie apocalypse. This just came out on Monday, which was kind of... Oh, I guess it was published initially May 18th, 2011. Whatever.
Wow, almost a year. That's a year ago, though. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, they did it for, what was it, just to get people to go to the CDC site and learn things.
Well, I think that you should probably go there now because, you know, they say make the emergency kit in the house, including things like food and water and other supplies. I mean, what do you do? What's your first step if all of these bath salt hooligans start taking over Brooklyn? Where are we going, and how are we going to defeat these monsters?
Here.
You're just going to come right to the creek in the cave?
Yeah, all my weapons are here.
Well, we have some swords and some knives, but then again... Well,
and you have a lot of editing to do, so you better be here.
Well,
working.
I got Old Nell, my crowbar, over in the corner, named after my grandma.
I'm just concerned,
always snapping open boxes.
I'm concerned the crowbar's not going to get
my grandmother was not a lesbian.
What? She might have been.
She could have been. She was a little wild.
A lot of older gals.
Why, Marcus, come on and see my scissor. You don't want to see me scissor your new grandmother.
You go any farther and you're going to get put on Thomas's hit list, too.
It's fine, man.
It's my brother. Ben's already on it.
I'm on it. I'm like the only one who's on it.
I'm not going to make fun of your family.
Tread lightly.
Whatever. It's not bad. His grandmother's a lesbian. Who cares? Whatever.
She's free.
Scissoring lesbians all over town.
Yeah.
She's dead.
Well, she was a lesbian.
She's scissoring lesbians in
Go
heaven.
Inject her with some bath salt. Have her come back. She'll be great.
I went and visited her grave whenever I was back in Jayton. She is under the ground.
Yeah? Way under.
I can't dig that up. No. She's deep.
How deep did you bury her?
6 feet.
Oh, okay. Just standard.
Ain't deep enough. Not in these zombie times.
Why did we decide on 6 feet, by the way? As a society.
It's a nice round number.
I think it's just it's easier than eight.
Yeah, it's easier than eight.
And four isn't enough.
You don't think four is enough?
Uh-uh.
I just feel like four would
Have you ever buried an animal?
No, man. I've never killed it in my life.
Well, I didn't kill the animal, but I buried it. And I didn't bury it deep enough, and I buried it right outside the window of my bedroom. And man, if you do not bury something deep enough, woo, that smell can travel through the soil.
What animal did you bury?
It was a dog.
Oh, it just died.
Burying dogs in his bed right outside of his window.
He got hit by a car.
That's fine.
He got hit by a car.
Mm-hmm. Who was driving the car?
No, it sounds good. That sounds fine. That sounds fine. I just want to talk about making slaves more. there is also a disease that mimics zombie-like symptoms called the nodding flu.
What goes on with this?
In Africa, it only affects children. They think it has something to do with the flies, like flies spreading infection.
The CC flies.
Yeah, whatever it is. And that these kids will begin to, their brain degrades, and they start, they lose any sort of ability to speak, and they're like, they like bite everybody. There's also been a lot of biting crimes going on.
Yeah, and a lot of intestine-related crimes.
It's a story.
Here's something that just happened in New Jersey yesterday. Police say a New Jersey man allegedly cut out his entrails in front of police and then threw bits of flesh and intestines at them.
Look, I made spaghetti.
And would not stop even after the cops pepper sprayed him.
Wow.
That's not that bad, you know, get hit with a couple of intestines. I think I would rather have that than when you're a prison guard, they spray you down with feces and piss out of their mouths and blood
and shit.
I've
heard that, yeah.
I think I would rather get hit in the face with some intestines.
Mm-hmm. I just don't, why put pee-pee and poo-poo in your mouth?
They're in prison. What else do they got to do?
I don't know. I'd read, work out.
You can't, man. There's no lights.
I'd be reading, work out, get all thrashed.
Yeah. So what did they say? Was this guy on any drugs, the fellow who threw his intestines around?
No, he's just on pure New Jersey rage.
Just on the water?
Yeah, they don't say, they haven't done any tox screens on him yet, but he is alive. Even though he is disemboweled, he is still alive. And the cops had to call in the SWAT team on him.
Yeah, and they're just like, ew!
Ew, it's gross!
Disgusting. Ew, I don't want to go in there. There's guts everywhere.
A Gallagher concert in there. Disgusting. I gotta get the fuck out of here. Going back to fuck my wife.
If the zombie apocalypse were to actually happen, I think that the key is, I've always
seems to be happening in Florida.
It's high ground. You want to get in high ground, which is Florida's not a good place for that either. Of course this is happening in Florida.
Yeah.
Of course. Of all the places. Yeah, I can totally imagine the zombie, and the whole zombie invasion just starting there. Yeah.
And Florida's just been getting weirder and weirder.
I'm afraid to go back.
I was talking to my roommate about this last night, and he made a very good point. He said, you know there's something fucked up about a state whenever Murderfist leaves and it gets weirder.
Yeah, it's just so much weirder there. Florida, I just, you know, it's happening all over.
Yeah.
Things are getting kooky dooky.
Yeah.
And what are we going to do? We just got to hold the fort together. We're the only sane ones.
I mean, I think we're kind of fucked here in New York City, though. There's no guns around. You know, and I don't think
you don't need guns.
You got a crowbar, but if you're fighting a bunch of bath salt zombies, I think the crowbar's not going to be strong enough. They're mighty, they're fast.
Guns are a bad idea most of the time because one, you become too dependent on it and you run out of bullets.
Yep.
And two, the noise brings more zombies out. Because
you got to be
stealth, because if you're overwhelmed by zombies, it doesn't matter if you have a gun or a crowbar. Doesn't matter at all.
Right.
The crowbar is for going against maybe, at the most, 3 to 4.
Yeah.
And anything past that, you're already dead.
Well, a lot of people recommend getting in a boat and going out to the middle of the ocean. But that seems a little tricky.
Yeah, but what about seasickness?
Seasickness, lack of food.
I get very nauseous on a boat.
Have y'all ever read World War Z?
No, I haven't.
It is amazing.
Is it good?
It is fucking amazing. Brilliant.
Was that Max Brooks, right?
Yeah, strangely enough, Mel Brooks' son.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it is one of my favorite books. I've read it 3 times. And what it is that it's an oral history of the zombie war. Mm-hmm. And it starts at the very beginning. Like, it starts in China. And it start like in the first interview is with a is with a doctor that you know was working in China.
Oh, you tell that dead man come over here. Come over here. He looks too skinny. Oh, you got to get your test. Guess that you can.
I should have known better.
That was good. No, that was a good accent, though.
I mean, he did get chickens in there at the end, as he always does.
Yeah, good. You nailed it once again.
And he goes to this small village, and there's this little boy that has the virus, and they bring him to the hospital, and then from there everything goes to shit. And it's awesome stuff. Like Israel has a quarantine, and they go. You know, of course. Some of them survive. Iceland becomes what they call a white zone, meaning that it is completely overrun by zombies. There is not a single human being left there because
really?
Everybody's, you know, is like, oh, let's go to an island. Let's go to Iceland. And so, yeah, we just Iceland's gone completely. And there are these stories about people that are like, yeah, let's go up north. You know, it's cold up there. They won't follow us. And then it gets up there, and it's once again like a Walking Dead type situation where it starts off all fine, and everyone's like fucking having a good time. Yeah. And then
everybody's working for the weekend.
Get cannibalism real quick.
Just
all of these survivors. There's like this one scene called the Battle of Yonkers where it's all the zombies from Manhattan moving north to like upstate New York. And,
so in this case, zombies sort of like they have strategy. They strategize.
Not really. It's just, you know, this kind of like they just spread out. And they talk about, you know, and they say it's like nowhere safe. People out on boats just die because they run out of water because there's no fresh water out there.
Right.
Like they just die.
So what you're saying is
everyone's fucked.
We're over. We're done.
Well, they win. Because so of course zombies. They win because it's an oral history.
This is
so
my
it's
question.
People telling the story of the zombie war. Like they've won. The best fucking chapter of it is there is a there's a house that they set up for all the celebrities. All the celebrities go there and they set up cameras in the house so people can watch the celebrities on their computer. Trying to, you know, just like kind of hanging out and partying and all that. And then, of course, like the zombies start coming over the wall. And they say that Bill Maher and Ann Coulter were in the corner just fucking like rabbits.
That's
like,
so funny.
But yeah, just fucking like. Yeah, and it's like one of the bodyguards telling the story. It's fucking, it is brilliant.
This is my question, right? Let's say zombies are real. Let's say they're coming to life, and let's say people are using bath salts to become zombies.
Sure.
Right? And then it eventually turns into sort of like a chromosomal thing. Or there's a virus that spreads and makes people zombies, right?
Starting with a rash.
Now, the question is, are they the next evolutionary step? Like, have they, like, is it almost
they
like...
They don't seem more evolved.
Well, they can't reproduce.
But they live longer. But they beat us. Right?
Eventually, like, die out.
If they beat us, will they die out?
Yeah, of course, they'll run out of humans eventually.
You can have a zombie baby.
I don't think you can have a zombie baby.
No?
I don't think so.
Why can't zombies come?
Let me call a doctor.
I feel like two zombies. You know, one zombie
hey,
looks
Dr.
at another
Wilson,
zombie.
Can a zombie baby be born? God damn it, I'm too busy checking this goat to see if it's been raped. Well, so the doctor's busy.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
So, we don't know any other doctors.
Yeah, it just seems like they're much hardier than us.
I mean, they get very weak. You know, the sun beats down on them. They seem to, you know, turn to their knees fairly quickly.
Eventually,
they'll
decompose, and there will be no more humans to convert. So once they decompose, they're gone.
I don't know. I just think they could probably come. Probably just fuck a female zombie.
I don't think a zombie is going to be able to... I don't think a zombie has enough knowledge of prenatal care to bring it fully
to
term.
Have you seen the people having kids in this fucking country?
That's actually true. That is very true.
I mean,
lack of intelligence makes you... What's that?
Do zombies fuck?
I think they do. Why wouldn't they fuck? You know?
Do you think they're lonely out hard?
There. If you die with a boner... And I think when you do die, aren't you supposed to get a boner immediately?
No.
Just shit yourself.
Not immediately.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No, I don't think you get a boner.
No,
you
do. I think
get
you do.
They call it angel lust.
That's pretty amazing.
I am 100%
That's a great
serious.
Movie. Yeah. That's a great movie title.
Angel lust.
My question, I've never seen or heard of someone being born, like buried with a boner. Like, has anyone been at a wake and you see
down.
A boner?
I mean,
that's what I'm going to get when I'm fucking, when I'm dead.
I'll get you a boner.
Yeah, no, but I want a fake dick.
I'll give you one.
I want a fucking huge fucking 12-inch dick. Like
open gasket,
out of my,
but just the middle.
Yeah.
Just the fucking sweet cock area.
Just like a full, like the Mark Wahlberg.
I'm a star.
Yeah. I'm ready to fuck.
That's your epitaph.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Henry Zebrowski, 1985, right, to 2012. I'm ready to fuck. And in fact, it's got a little speaker on it that just says over and over, I'm ready to fuck. I'm ready to fuck.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? But that's the thing. Like you were talking about with that one zombie over there in Haiti. All he wants to do is work and cut the sugar cane. If you are a porn star, you become a zombie. All you want to do is fuck. You do what you know, right?
I feel like that's in a voodoo-made zombie. If a voodoo
with
priestess
bath salts
made...
is sort of a voodoo-made zombie.
Yeah, but it didn't seem like he wanted to fuck.
No, bath salts is based in very hard science.
Yeah, whatever. So is voodoo. You know, there's a lot of
well, they figured out how to do this. I just feel like all of the pieces to make a zombie apocalypse are there. It's just for us to put them together.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to do it.
Man, I can't wait till we end us. It's going to be so much fun when we end the human race ourselves.
I'm tired.
Y'all ever seen Porn of the Dead?
Uh-oh.
Oh, is that the, like,
Burning
Angel?
Is this proving my fucking point?
Yeah, it's a zombie horror movie. It's great. Like the first
zombie porno movie?
It's zombie porno. Yeah. The first scene is a doctor that catches a zombie, and then, you know, she's pretty hot and all covered in shit and like got these pretty fucking awesome
contacts in?
Contacts. Yeah. And he brings her out of the cage. They fuck. It is wild and awesome.
So fucking they do bang.
Yeah, does she make zombie noises while she's getting fucked?
Yeah. It's pretty fucking hot. And
did you jack off to this porn?
Yeah.
You jacked off to zombie porn?
Yeah.
You also jacked off to the E.T. porn.
No, I didn't. I did not jack off to that. But at the end of the scene, right after the guy does the cum shot, she bites off his dick.
Yeah. That's actually fun.
Is that when you came?
No, I came. Like, that's the thing is, like, I like to time it with the cum shot. So that's the trick, is to come before she bites off the dick. But even so,
you've
already came.
You time it with the cum shot?
Sometimes, yeah.
See, the whole point about masturbating is that it's very convenient.
Yeah.
I do it fast as possible.
See, no. I like to get into it.
Yeah. Well,
it depends
that's good.
On what you have. On your day off, it's one thing. If you're
in the
bathroom of a very important production studio, it's another.
No, yeah, it's in my... Fun. I mean, of course, it's my day off. I don't do it whenever I'm pressed for time.
I wonder
whenever
when I'm David Duchovny time, did it.
Well,
just whenever.
You know what?
Come on to command.
What's funny is that David Duchovny, I read an interview with him about his porn career, and he said, it's like, yeah, it's a little strange whenever you're doing it, and you know that there's some guy in a hotel room trying to time his cum shot with yours.
Does David Duchovny does porn?
No, he did Red Shoe Diaries.
Yeah, well, he did some actual porn, though.
No.
Didn't he?
No.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? No, he didn't do porn. He's just he was addicted to online porn.
Which
is a good thing to get addicted to.
Which is just like, but he's got Taylor Leone right there. I'm already jerking off to Taylor Leone.
I'm jerking off to Taylor Leone right now.
Oh, my
God,
fucking God. Well, if you guys were both zombies, you guys
would just be jacking
off in the corner the entire time.
Yeah, my zombie would just end up watching horror movies. This is my zombie watching zombie movies, jerking off to myself.
I'm telling you, you haven't lived until you've seen a zombie double penetration scene. Well,
I'm going to see it later.
Yeah, I'll check it out. No, I'm going to end up Googling it now. It's going to be a fucking nightmare. Whatever.
I'm glad that we ended this with a good old-fashioned just zombie porn talk.
Yeah, it's always good.
Is there any other good... you know what I'd like to just quickly just say? There's a couple of good zombie movies out there that you should probably check out. It's on Netflix, Instant Queue. You should check out The Horde. The Horde rules. Yeah. And then there's City of the Dead, which is really good. And then... what was another good one I saw recently? Mutants is kind of slow.
Mutants isn't very good.
One of my favorites of the last few years, there was an American remake of it that it was okay. But Wreck is a Spanish film.
Wreck is the shit.
Yeah,
the original Quarantine.
Yeah. They remade it in a quarantine, but the original Wreck is fucking sick.
Fantastic.
It is
really
so
good.
All right, well, go check those movies out. I think we're going to end it
here. And The Serpent and the Rainbow.
Of course.
See that. It's
also a really solid flick.
Just again, we're talking about these movies as if, you know, there's not really serious issues going on right now. And we joked around a lot on this, what was supposed to be a very serious podcast. But you know that this is how we deal with very serious issues. We don't know how to talk seriously.
No.
But I'm just trying to say, if there's anything that you wanted to do in your life, get it done now. All right? But
so
don't go to Florida.
Fucking eat your dang face off.
Yeah, don't do bath salts. Right, if one of the things on your bucket list was to snort bath salt, I'd say no.
Don't do that. Don't do it.
But
don't
anything else, if you want to go do it now because the zombie apocalypse is coming. 2012. December 21st, 2012. It may not be the Mayans. Maybe a zombie apocalypse.
Could be.
I love it. All right, that's Last Boss on the last podcast on the left with Marcus Parks, Henry Zebrowski.
Hello!
Can we get a little Hong Kong?
Oh, I'm good. I tell you what I do for a zombie apocalypse. I go back to China or they put me in chains.
What? That's sad.
That's why
everyone leaves there.
That's the only accurate Hong Kong Henry Zebrowski yet.
Put you in chains. Yeah. It's my best zombie character ever, Bob.
Yeah. Magustalations.
Magustalations.
Hail me!
What was the other thing that we said today? Burgunda?
Baragunda.
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 Baragunda, everybody.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction. And it's a daily weight on my life, how much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins. As soon as I wake up, and a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy. Because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/lastpod.